Our script reading tonight is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7. These are the words that follow on from the Bible reading we had at our service this morning. So let's hear from God's word together. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under your feet, and then turn and tear you to pieces. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone, or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Watch out for false prophets. They love to come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles?" And it stops there. Okay. But I say to you... But I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Jesus getting pretty blunt. What's he talking about? He's warning us. He's warning us that some people are worth listening to and some people aren't. That there are some people we can trust and there are some people that we can't. In the first verse of Matthew chapter 7, the last of the three chapters that we call the Sermon on the Mount, it says, "Do not judge or you too will be judged." A couple of things to say about that verse. The first thing is that when it says, "Do not judge," it's not so much saying to us individually, "Do not judge." It's a message to the whole of the church. The church is not a place where judging should be going on. And that's not so obvious from the English, but it's more obvious in the original version. But also this word judge, you know, Jesus isn't saying never have an opinion on anything. Jesus is making judgments all the way through this chapter. He's warning that, you know, some people are fake and some people are real, and he's telling us that you need to be able to tell the difference between them. It's very important that we do. But what the word judge has this sense of wanting to punish somebody, wanting to hurt somebody in return. Perhaps it would be better translated, this is loose, but I think perhaps better, don't pass sentence on people. You know, that's not your job to do that. Let God do that. So he goes on from this bit about not judging others to talk about specks of, well, it says specks of sawdust in my translation. Specks of sawdust in the eye are not very pleasant. I guess most of us have had one at some time. I had a speck in my eye once when I was running through Chadderton Hall Park, and a fly just went straight into my eye and kind of lodged into it. That wasn't a nice experience. Mind you, it was worse for the fly than it was for me. What for me was a bit of irritation was the end for the fly. But I always wear the glasses now, so I'm all right. But you know, Jesus is warning us here that there are some people who are very good at fault picking with others. They're very good at finding out what is wrong with other people and completely ignore what is wrong with them. And what's wrong with them is that they are judgmental. What's wrong with them is they want to punish other people. They're forever putting other people right. And Jesus is warning us not that sort of behavior is just not okay in the church. The moment we start thinking it's our job to sort out other people, the moment we think it's our job to pass sentence on them, then we are in trouble. And Jesus is saying, of all people, the people you need to keep an eye out for are the people who are like that. Sometimes they get into church leadership. Sometimes they end up having huge influence. But Jesus says, don't give dogs what is sacred. Don't throw your pearls to pigs. Now, this is where the fact that I'm not particularly a dog lover helps me to interpret the text. You know, why don't you give the dogs what is sacred? Because they're going to bite you. They're going to tear you apart. And yeah, I was bitten by a dog twice last year. And I'm wary. I'm wary about dogs. I find myself going back from a dog, and I've managed to go a couple of months and not be bitten by one, so that is good. You could, yeah. But you know, the assumption in what Jesus is saying here is that dogs are wild animals, and you are meant to be wary about them. He's not thinking about domesticated dogs, and he's saying to us, there are people like that. They're always wanting to pick fault with you. And beware of them, because if you trust yourself to them, they're going to tear you to pieces. And they're going to destroy everything that the church stands for. They're going to destroy everything that the kingdom of God stands for. They will wreck what is in the church. Jesus says that people who are like this are hypocrites. Perhaps the best modern translation of the word hypocrite is the word actor. They're playing a part. They're making out that they want to get everything right in the church, but actually they don't. Actually, they're just playing their own power games. And it's the fourth warning in the Sermon on the Mount about hypocrites. People who are playing to a human audience as actors rather than really caring about God. So Jesus goes on from there to talk about the confidence in the love of God that we have. And this is the passage that we've mentioned on a Sunday recently. You know, if a son asks for bread, will the father give him a stone? If he asks for a fish, will he give him a snake? And Jesus tells us straight away, look, you know, you people are evil, but you know how to give good things to your children. And if you know that, then God is like that even more. You can trust God's generosity. But the point of Jesus saying that here is not simply to tell us that God is good and generous. The point of what he's saying is that people who don't reflect that sort of spirit don't represent God, and therefore we should not listen to them. So immediately having talked about God's generosity, so in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets. It's often known as the golden rule. Do to others what you want them to do for you. And there it is, Jesus saying, this sums up everything. The God who you know is generous. It's your job, it's the church's job to represent him. It's the church's job to advance the kingdom. So Jesus is pulling together two things here, it's a circle we find hard to square. Is it the other way around that expression goes? Whatever. Yeah. This sense that we've got to pull two things together here, this idea of God being incredibly generous and we have to be incredibly generous. But we have to guard against anything in us that doesn't reflect that generosity, because if we don't do that, the kingdom won't advance. So Jesus is warning us that many people are missing out on the life that God wants to give. And then he's back to this idea of the church being torn apart again. Watch out for false prophets. They come in sheep's clothing, but they want to tear you to bits. And then the warning that there will be people who prophesy and they do miracles, they do incredible things, but they're not people that Jesus knows. They're not people who follow him. So, you know, reflecting on all of this stuff, there's a personal application for it. Lord, is there anything in me that is judgmental? Am I the sort of person who wants to punish people? Am I the sort of person who wants to pass sentence on people? Am I the sort of person who always wants to sort other people out rather than sorting out myself? Because if that's not, you know, if that's what I'm like, then I can't help the cause of the church to move forward. And then there's a sense of, well, what are we like together as a church family? Are we reflecting the character of God to each other? And as we come to take bread and wine this morning, as we come to take bread and wine this evening, we reflect on his character. Jesus is not the one who looks like a sheep, but is really in wolf's clothing. He's the one who looks like a lamb who has been slain, and yet his is the kingdom that is coming in.